Thanks for downloading Inheritance Tracks. This was first broadcast in 2010, and you can hear more every week on Saturday Live, BBC Radio 4's top live Saturday morning live radio programme, from 9.
Now, Laurie Anderson may be most famous for her 1981 single Oh Superman, which sold millions of copies around the world and was championed here by the god of tunes, John Peel. She started out as a sculptor, though, and her work is usually of a much more experimental nature. Her first ever performance was on car horns, and she also wrote a work that only finished when the ice on a pair of skating boots that held her to the ground had melted. She loves to make things that make music, including a talking stick, which is 6 foot long and like a baton, which can apparently replicate all manner of sounds. Laurie has been performing and writing for 30 years now, and 2010 has been a busy year. She played at the opening of the Vancouver Winter Olympics, and her new album, Homeland, has just been released. And a couple of years ago, she married her longtime companion, Lou Reed. I wonder who sings loudest in the shower. These are her Inheritance Tracks.
The piece of music that I inherited was Music in 12 Parts, by Philip Glass. As a young artist in the early 70s, I would go to all these rehearsals of this music. And this would be like 12 really, really loud amps with farfisas going full tilt. There's something so obliterating about that kind of music that I really loved it. A lot of us were part of a group that included Phil and musicians and dancers and sculptors, and going to those rehearsals, which would be 10 hours, was where we learned to be artists, really. So we would just lie on the floor of these lofts that were old industrial buildings. And I remember a lot of them had part of the garment district. So if you lay on the floor and look around and you see thousands of little threads woven into the crumbling wood, and you'd realize, whoa, this was an old sweatshop from the last century. And what am I doing here listening to this music? A friend of mine, Saul LeWitt, was a sculptor at that time, and he said he always went to Phil's rehearsals because he said, I do my best work at Phil's rehearsals. It was like that for me, too. It was just a way to free your mind and kind of go, what do I want? What am I doing here? And often don't have that moment to just kind of drift. And that music, which is so propulsive, you'd think it would be dancing your head off. In fact, it would slow things down. So I liked what he did, what that music does to your mind in terms of time. I very rarely go into a museum and see someone standing in front of their favorite painting crying. But you're very familiar with somebody listening to their favorite sad song and sobbing. I think music comes into your body in such a physical way and makes your heart rate go up. And maybe paintings do that too, but music sneaks in. It's very mysterious in that way. I really would love to know how to make that kind of music. The piece of music I would pass on is Billie Holiday singing Strange Fruit. One of the most amazing songs. It's like a haiku. It just says, I'm going to show you this one image of a lynched person hanging from a tree. And then the context is this incredible beauty, the gallant South and the sweet magnolia. So you have this horrifying image in this genteel and beautiful, almost kind of garden. That kind of duality has this incredible punch for me. It's the story of fascism as well. You know, what looks like a very organized thing, almost beautiful maybe. How is that made possible? Well, through a lot of suffering and a lot of stuff that isn't so beautiful. Songs like that absolutely motivated people to change the world and to march for civil rights of black people in the United States, for example. That song was key. In the southern breeze, strange fruit hanging from the poplar tree. One of the things I like to think about is, can art or music influence behavior, or even, let's say, politics? In the case of this song, it absolutely did. People heard that song, confronted that really chilling image, and went, wait a second, I'm going to join that march. I mean, this is a spiritual, really. And spirituals are often calls to action. This is a very static image, this image of a person hanging in this magnolia tree. You can't stand looking at it for long until you go, okay, I've seen that. What am I going to do now? Bulging eyes and the twisted mouth, scent of magnolia, sweet and fresh. It's full of the snap and crackle of like many, many decades ago. And so that muted trumpet comes on and you're instantly in another era. And then that little smoky piano comes in and very tinny and, again, very lo-fi, which is something that I treasure about this song because I can hear the air of where it was. You know, it wasn't some perfect place. It had oppressiveness of a hot night in a club and what it's like to sing about something like that in those circumstances. Here is a strange cruelty, tenderness, hopefulness, beauty, and this song has that.
You've been listening to Inheritance Tracks from Saturday Live. There are many more to treasure and enjoy on the BBC Radio 4 website, where you can also download Desert Island Discs.